A couple of days back, hip-hop fans got the tragic news that rapper Rich Homie Quan had unexpectedly passed away. The news caught fans by surprise, as Rich Homie Quan was only 33 years of age. Another rapper gone way too soon, an issue that seems to be becoming normal in the music industry. While Rich Homie Quan's passing is being reported as substance-related, fans are still left with many questions, as he didn't seem to be struggling with a severe substance addiction. This has left many fans wondering if there was something else that led to his passing, something that I felt as well. From my research, what I discovered seems to indicate something sinister might have taken place. As like many deaths that happen in hip-hop, there's always more to the story that we're being told. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the passing of Rich Homie Quan. Let's get right into it. It's like every few months we get news about a new rapper passing away before their time. Just a couple of days back, the hip-hop world was mourning the loss of legendary artist and hype man Fat Man Scoop after tragically passing away during the middle of a performance. Now we're being told that Rich Homie Quan, who was only 33 years of age, passed away out of nowhere without a clear explanation. It's being reported that Quan's cause of death isn't confirmed as of yet, but many are speculating that it was likely a substance-related issue. An autopsy was performed the day after he passed away, with Georgia's Fulton County Medical Examiner stating the examination had been completed, but his cause of death won't be given until further tests are done. What is being reported by the media is that Quan was discovered unresponsive by his baby mother. According to his baby mother, earlier that day she had left them in the home sleeping to go pick up their child. When she returned to the home, she found them sleeping on the couch where she left him. According to his baby mother, she then attempted to wake him up, but he was unresponsive and had no pulse. When she tried to turn him over, he began foaming from the mouth. This is when she called 911, with the 911 operator guiding her through steps to help Quan breathe, instructing her to lay the rapper flat on his back. Paramedics would arrive shortly after in hopes of saving him, but it was too late. The 33-year-old was pronounced gone at the scene. Just like that, the beloved rapper passed away one day to the next with little to no explanation. Not only was his baby mother left in shock, but so were his family, fans, and supporters, as this was a death no one at all was expecting. Even though officials haven't confirmed it was substance-related, this is a speculated cause of death. The thing is, when an artist is dealing with substance abuse, it's pretty obvious. Whatever they're using usually takes over the artist, and everyone can see it. But when it came to Rich Homie Quan, nothing indicated that he was suffering from a substance issue. Don't get me wrong, people pass away all the time for taking laced substances. But in this case, I believe is much more sinister than what is being told. I believe that Quan didn't pass away because of taking a bad pill by accident. In my opinion, it clearly appears that he might have been taken out. From my research, it's clear that certain people wanted him out of the way, and this is how they possibly got it done. It seems that Rich Homie Quan's passing is related to the events that happened at the very beginning of his career. See, back in the early to mid-2010s, Rich Homie Quan was one of the hottest rappers out. He came up alongside Young Thug in Atlanta and managed to drop several hit songs like Lifestyle and Some Type of Way. These songs prove that Quan was a promising artist and his career was rising fast. But out of nowhere, he seemed to have fallen out with Young Thug, and his career came to a halt, eventually fading away. While most people ended up forgetting about Rich Homie Quan, his fans were still wondering, why did he fall off so hard? He seemed so talented, and proved he had the ability to make hit songs. Well, the reason he fell off seems to be connected to the reason he passed away, and it all goes back to Young Thug. See, back in the 2010s, Rich Homie and Young Thug were frequently collaborating on songs, a part of the Rich Gang umbrella, which was owned and controlled by Birdman from Cash Money. Eventually, this relationship soured between Thug and Quan because of street and business differences. See, Young Thug had signed a deal with Birdman at the time. This is around the same time Rich Homie was starting to build local buzz in Atlanta. So Young Thug linked up with Quan, and they began to make music together. After the success their music was achieving, Birdman came up with the idea of signing Quan as well. He realized he would make a lot of money if he had both Thug and Quan signed to his label. So he began offering Rich Homie Quan a record deal, which at first, Quan was interested in. The only thing is, Quan was already signed to Think It's a Game Records and was being managed by Donovan Nut Thomas. Donovan was opposed to Quan signing to Birdman because he wanted Quan to stay signed to Think It's a Game Records, who had invested their money into him. So Quan decided to turn down the deal with Birdman, and neither Thug and Birdman were too thrilled about this. Birdman wanted Quan and Thug signed to Rich Gang, and Young Thug was willing to do anything to make it happen. This is when things started to go left, as not long after Quan rejected signing to Birdman, his career and his people started to pay the consequences. Not long after Quan's manager stopped him from signing to Rich Gang, he was taken out. On January 10, 2015, Donovan Thomas was ambushed in front of a barbershop in Atlanta. He was struck multiple times and passed away due to his injuries. He was only 26 years old. In the streets, the news quickly spread that YSL was behind the hit on orders from Young Thug himself. This was eventually verified after it was presented in court as one of the reasons Young Thug and YSL were indicted on RICO. After the hit, Quan completely detached himself from Young Thug while Young Thug was still trying to sign him. This is when Quan was seen online claiming that he was no longer making music with Young Thug. This only seemed to make the problem worse, as Thug felt that if he couldn't have him, no one would. And soon after Quan denounced Thug, it appeared Quan became a target of Thug as well, as Quan was eventually targeted in a drive-by attempt allegedly orchestrated by Young Thug and YSL. According to Quan, he asked Young Thug after the incident if he was behind the attempt on him, which Thug denied. Shortly after the attempt on him, an attempt was made on his father, with his father being ambushed and struck four times, but thankfully surviving.
News since 4, we're hearing from a man who says he chased the gunman who shot a popular Atlanta rapper's father. And Channel 2's Tom Jones now live in Northwest Atlanta, where police say Tom was in a black Honda Accord.
Justin, that's right. That's also the description of the car. That witness told me he chased down this road after he heard gunshots coming from Lamar's barbershop. The victim survived the shooting. A shooting many in this community think is connected to the victim's son, Atlanta rapper Rich Homie Quan.
Quan was well aware that this was all done allegedly by Young Thug, as a leaked recording started circulating online sometime back of Quan saying out of his own mouth that he believes Young Thug was behind the hit on Donovan, his father, and himself. As you heard for yourself, Quan confirms that Thug took out Donovan, but claims there just isn't enough proof. Basically, Young Thug took out his manager, attempted to take him out, and even tried to take out his father because Quan refused to sign to Birdman. Plus, other street issues had started emerging. While this was a story in the streets, it all remained just rumors. Well, until the YSL trial started. All of this was recently confirmed by one of Young Thug's people, YSL Woody, who has been in trial testifying in the YSL RICO case. According to Woody, he was one of the people sent to take out Quan's father, literally revealing this in court after confirming with the judge he can't be punished for revealing the truth.
Young, you say nothing I say can be used against me?
That's right.
Me and Threat shot up Rich Homie Quan dead at the barbershop. I don't know what happened with Threat and Rich Homie Quan, but I'm a ride with my brother. And they was beefing. And yeah, we pulled up and did that.
Okay.
This pretty much confirms that YSL was behind the hit on Quan and his people. Donovan's death is one of the main reasons Young Thug and YSL were indicted, because they're allegedly behind it. What's interesting about all of this is that Rich Homie Quan was set to play a part in the YSL trial, as it was reported a few months back that he was actually summoned to testify at the YSL RICO trial. Now, while we don't know what Quan was going to say during the trial, we do know he isn't on Young Thug's side. If Quan decided to tell his story, it could have been really bad for Thug's trial. Quan was potentially a big threat for Thug's freedom. Now, considering that Thug allegedly attempted to get rid of him and his father before, it wouldn't be far off to think he might have had something to do with what happened to him. There is a possibility that somehow Thug or his people were behind them, either getting some laced substances or even poisoning him in another way. We honestly still don't know what was in his system that caused all of this. Now, considering that Young Thug allegedly had his YSL crew attack and try to get rid of YFN and Lucci while he was in jail, it wouldn't be far off to think he did something to Quan to keep him from talking at trial. What's eerie is that just one day before Rich Homie Quan's passing was announced, Thug was caught laughing at him in court. A video of the trial went viral showing YSL Woody being questioned about Thug's relationship with Quan. Woody then goes on to ask Thug in the court before Thug and the rest of the court burst out laughing.
Did Thug have an issue with Rich Homie Quan bringing members of If Gang to his apartment?
Thug, did you have an issue with Rich Homie?
I'm asking you for what you told the police.
And I'm answering you. I just told you several times. I tell the police anything.
Okay. Do you recall talking about it?
The very next day, it's being reported that Quan passed away. In my opinion, to me, it appears like someone took Quan out. Either they got to his dealer and paid him off to slip him some laced substances, or they found a way to poison him without him noticing. Either way, I don't believe this happened to Quan by accident. The fact that Young Thug has been terrorizing him for years and not only ended his career, but tried to allegedly end him, proves Thug had a motive. In reality, it appears that Quan lost it all because he refused to sign to Birdman. Thug then made it his mission to bully Quan and stop him from shining. When Quan finally got an opportunity to get rid of Thug, it seems like Thug got rid of him first. This music industry is darker than what it appears. These rappers are paying for this fame with their souls. Millions of people are fans of Thug, not caring about the fact that he's a cold-hearted monster. So much evil revolves around this one man. I want to know what you guys think below. Do you think Thug had something to do with this, or was this all just a coincidence? Also, I found it interesting that he passed away at the age of 33. Some media sites reported that he passed away at 34, but he was actually born October 4th, 1990, which makes him 33, not 34. We know how much the Masons love the number 33. Like I exposed before, Young Thug actually confirmed that he was a Freemason. In Masonry, the number 33 is a very valued number because it represents a degree of enlightenment. The 33rd degree is the highest degree in Scottish Rite Masonry. Here we have Quan passing at the age of 33, possibly by the hands of a Mason. We know numbers are important to these people. Now, this all could just be a coincidence for all we know. But knowing Hollywood, nothing will surprise me. This entire situation is terrible, and it just shows how dark things get in this industry. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.